Hey, everybody, have I got news for you?
Oh, yeah? What is it, Willona?
The boutique's taking on a line of men's clothes.
Oh, yeah, and it look good on you, Willona.
This ain't no man's suit. This is what the career lady is wearing.
Wow.
If that's what the career lady is wearing, I'm looking forward to seeing John Wayne in a miniskirt.
JJ from the new men's line. Go try it on. You look great in clothes.
Yeah, because he's built just like a coat hanger.
Thelma, now you know that's not true.
Thank you, Miguel.
A coat hanger has broader shoulders.
Come on, sit down, Malona, and catch me up on what's happening.
Oh, you mean you haven't heard any of the gossip?
No. I've been so busy, and what with the painters coming in tomorrow, I just haven't had time to keep up with things.
Well, get your head set for an ear trip and find out what's been happening to whom and when and where and how.
Okay.
Now, first thing on the agenda, you remember Jack Engelson?
Mm-hmm.
Well, honey, he is fooling around with
Evelyn Harris.
And to get even, Lily has been running around
Arthur Carr.
Now, when Jack found out about Lily and Arthur, he left Evelyn Harris and
took up with Arthur Carr's wife, Sarah.
Right. Now, Lily was not going to take this lying down, so do you know what she did?
How should I know? You're the one with all the gossip.
Hi, Carr.
Hi, Michael. Thelma.
Hello, Carr.
Florida. Hi, Willona.
Hi. What brings you here in the middle of the day?
Oh, I thought if you didn't mind, I'd take Thelma, Michael, and JJ out for a little lunch and for a little talk.
Who is manning the store, honey?
Oh, I closed it for a couple of hours.
Oh, you closed it, eh?
Oh, I just love going out for lunch. Mark, could we go, please?
Of course.
Carl, where are we going?
Do you know the pump room?
You mean the we're going to the pump room?
All right. Hey.
Almost. You have to pass by the pump room to get to the burger pit.
Oh. Hey, JJ, come on out. Carl's going to take us out to lunch.
Coming! From Malona's boutique, the look that is unique.
It's unique because it's being worn by a freak.
JJ, man, you look like a giant Tootsie Roll wrapped up in cellophane.
Michael, this was known as truth in advertising. What you see is what you get.
Well, I hope I don't catch it.
Not really gonna take that to lunch, are you?
Thelma, hold it, honey. This is the latest in high fashion.
Well, you gotta be high to wear something like that.
You know, JJ, I saw something like that once when I was stationed in Paris.
See?
It was in a very fancy part of Paris.
See, Flo, I told you, honey, I told you.
It was on one of those streets where all of the designers have their shops.
Nothing but the very best.
It was in the garbage.
Who asked you?
JJ, you better change if you're going to lunch.
I guess you're right, Ma. If I wore this outfit, I'd put the hamburgers to shame.
Not with those buns, you won't.
What is it you wanted to talk about?
Oh, it'll keep until we're alone.
Well, you know, since Thelma's gonna be there, we won't be doing any man talk.
Oh. And what kind of man talk goes on down at the shop?
Well, the usual. You know, like basketball, football, and sex.
You tell Michael about sex?
Certainly not. Michael tells me about sex.
Carl, what are you being so mysterious about?
I'm not being so mysterious. There's no secret here. I've got nothing to hide.
Okay, then what do you want to talk to the kids about?
It is none of your business.
Oh, Carl, don't be such a tease.
Okay. You force me. I have no other choice but to tell you. Now, here's what it is. Wait a second. I'm going to have to swear you to secrecy.
Oh, hey.
Well, Laura, Laura, raise your hands.
Oh, that's silly.
Oh, come on, come on.
All right, here, here, here.
Well, Lorna, knowing you, you better raise both hands. All right. Repeat after me. I hereby solemnly promise.
I hereby solemnly promise.
That I will not repeat one word.
That I will not repeat one word.
Of what I hear today.
Of what I hear today.
Keep your hands up.
Oh, come on now.
Here's what it is. Now, yes. Come closer. I'm taking the kids to lunch.
Yeah? Where?
Because it's lunchtime.
The split!
See that hell on the mouth?
Go, go on.
Well, Lorna, I think we've been had.
Bingo. What do you suppose he really want to talk to the kids about?
You mean you haven't figured that out yet?
Figured out what?
Oh, I'll give you a little hint. Dum dum da dum, dum dum da dum.
Ah, that's a catchy tune.
I'll give you one more hint. Something old, something new, something borrowed.
Carl's gonna talk about our furniture.
Oh. You know perfectly well what Carl is gonna talk about. He wants to talk to the kids about you and him, and him and you, and marriage.
How can you say that?
The signs have been out there for weeks.
The signs? Mm. Carl hasn't shown me any signs.
Not from him, honey, from you.
From me? Mm. That's not so.
Then what about you inviting him to all those candlelight ham hock dinners?
I was just helping the president save on electricity.
Mm-hmm. And what about you sitting through the entire Chicago Bulls game, including overtime?
Somebody's got to watch them.
And what about you raising your hemline?
Oh, I did not raise my hemline.
Then you lowered your knee.
Well, Lorna, you think that's really what it's about?
Oh, yeah, the way you two have been acting, of course, that's what it is.
This is just so sudden.
No, it isn't. Now, listen, you're an attractive, intelligent woman. You got a whole lot to offer Carl. He's a good-looking man, owns his own business. He'd make a fantastic catch. And if you really don't want him, honey, pass him over.
Well, Lorna.
Flo, do you like the man?
Of course I do.
Do you like him a lot?
You know I do.
Flo, do you love the man? Oh, I knew it. Oh, Flo. Oh, girl, you don't know how lucky you are. You know, most of us get one shot at happiness, and you got two. And I can't think of a person that deserves it more.
Oh, thank you, Alona.
Oh, what do you think it's cause for?
One, that you're right. And two, that Carl don't put any onions on his hamburger.
You're on your third hamburger, and you still haven't told us what you wanted to talk to us about.
Oh, I haven't, huh?
No.
Okay, kids, here's what I have to tell you. It's the most important thing I've ever said in my life.
Carl, could you pass the ketchup?
Now, you know how I feel about you, and I suppose you suspect how I feel about your mother.
Gotcha. Can I get some of them onions, Carl? Thank you, bro, man.
Okay, kids. Now, what I have to say and how you accept it can change the course of our lives forever.
Carl, could I get those Biggles?
Yeah.
It's important that you listen, closely.
Are you going to eat that tomato?
Oh, thank you, bro.
Now, this isn't easy for me to say.
Mikey, you going to eat that lettuce?
Kids,
I love your mother and I want to marry her.
You want to marry her? Wow.
Hey, JJ, did you hear what Carl just said?
Yeah, I heard that. And when I finish this hamburger, you're gonna hear me say, Dynamite!
Dynamite!
Whoa!
Look what I bought her.
it is bad.
Let the appraiser check this thing out. Let me see. Ain't no diamond. That there's a ruby.
Okay, kids. Now I have one stop to make. But I'll be by the house around 7. And if you dare tip anything to your mother, I'll burn your butts.
Oh, wait a minute, Carl. She didn't say I do. And until she does, our butts belong to Mama. Aunt Isabel, Cousin Paul, and Great Uncle Lamar.
Hold on, JJ. Great Uncle Lamar's been dead for over 2 years.
In that case, we won't seat him up front.
Wait a minute now. We have 114 people coming to this wedding, and Carl has not made this thing official yet now.
Children, what time is it?
2 minutes to Carl.
Oh. What?
7, Ma. He means 2 minutes to 7.
Well, I better get Lilana.
Hey, Ma, where you going? Where you going?
Well, Lorna and I are going to a movie.
You can't go.
And why can't we go?
Well,
cause see, you already saw the picture.
JJ, this is nonsense. We're going to see King Kong.
Ma, you can't go because you have to prepare for the painters tomorrow. They're coming, right? You know?
Thelma, what do I have to do to prepare for the painters?
You gotta scrub the walls. You don't want the painters to think that you're a sloppy housekeeper.
Well, what is keeping you? The line's gonna be all the way around the corner.
Sit down. Now, I'm going to tell you all the story of King Kong and save you all the $3.50 admission price.
Hey, here's your popcorn.
Now, dig this. Monkey meets girl, monkey loses girl. Monkey goes to America, finds girl again. Monkey loses girl, monkey finds girl.
Now you see, it's just a movie about the lost and found.
Monkey climbs the top of building, monkey loses girl. Final score, helicopters 5, monkey zero. Everybody sends flowers except the girl who sends a bunch of bananas.
Now that that's done, let's go see Rocky.
I'll get this.
Oh, Carl, what a surprise to see you! 2 minutes late, bro.
Carl, I wasn't expecting you. We were just about to leave.
Florida, I'm glad I caught you before you left. I have something important to say.
Dum, dum, da-dum.
Hey, Mom, why don't you sit down here and wait till Carl, you know, says whatever he has to say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Carl, would you like a pillow so you won't hurt your knee when you say whatever it is you have to say?
Whatever it is Carl has to say should be said in private. So, Michael, Wilona, Thelma, go into the room.
Hey, hold it.
Come on, kids!
You call me kid?
That makes all the difference in the world, huh?
Well, now that we've gotten rid of the young ones...
Hey, you!
Florida.
Come over here and sit down.
No, I can say what I have to say standing up.
All right.
Florida.
Yes, Carl?
I've been struggling with myself to be able to say this.
Yes, Carl?
I don't think we should see each other anymore. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
We just set the date.
I gotta get some more handkerchiefs because you know I always cry at weddings, especially when they ain't mine. Hey, where's the bridegroom?
Let me see that ring, Mom.
Let me see, Flo.
But where's the ring? Wait a minute. Where's Carl?
He left.
He left? Hold on, Ma. Don't tell me you turned him down.
No, Michael. He turned me down.
Turn you down? That's a great joke, Ma. You're always joking. What a little joker you are.
It's no joke. He said we won't be seeing each other again.
Well, Flo, he gave you some kind of explanation. I mean, he's...
Nothing.
Well, he's gonna have to give me some kind of explanation.
JJ, where are you going?
Ain't no man gonna treat my mama like this and walk away from it.
JJ, stop that nonsense.
I don't understand this. You see, at lunchtime today, he said he was going to ask you to marry him.
Yeah, Mom, we said yes.
That's right. I was going to give the bride away, Michael was going to be the best man, and Thelma was going to be the maid of horror.
You know, Mom, I don't understand all this. I really don't understand this.
Maybe he's got cold feet.
Cold feet? After the way that your mother could hang meat in here.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all right, baby. It's all right.
I'm sorry, too, Flo. Here, I'm going with this dumb. What a dumb I turned out to be.
Look.
It really doesn't matter.
It does matter. I'm going to handle Carl my way.
JJ, you stay here. Now, you're not leaving this house.
Well, Ma, the Evans family honor is on the line.
If you go after Carl, your life's going to be on the line.
Ma, Carl wouldn't hurt JJ.
No, but I will.
Flo, honey, let's get some coffee, okay? Sit down.
Yeah, come on, relax.
I'll make dinner for us. I'll make some pot roast. I'll make something for you to eat.
What do you all think you're doing? I am not a 2-year-old child. Just look at you. You're all acting as if I'm coming apart at the seams. I can handle this. Now, Willona, you and I were going to a movie. Let's go.
All righty.
And Thelma, while we're gone, I want you to make some egg salad for lunch. And JJ, remember what I said. You stay here and behave yourself. And as for you, Carl, I want you to...
Did I say Carl?
Well, that's it for me.
What are you gonna do?
I'm going out and find Carl. When I get my hands on that sucker, he's gonna know he been in a fight.
No, thanks.
Oh, come on, man, I'm buying.
No, thank you.
Look, you don't want to see me drink alone, do you?
Well, now if you put it like that, I'll have a little something.
One muscatel coming up.
Now this time, make it scotch.
One scotch coming up.
With muscatel chaser. You know, this is mighty nice of you, my friend.
Well, you bought the last one.
No, you bought the last one.
In that case, this is very nice of me.
You are looking at the Tiffany of the streets. Gemologist by appointment to the Board of Aldermen. Look at my line, it's really fine. If you got the money, I got the time. So don't dance off to J.C. Penney when you can buy great goods from Sweet Lindy.
No thanks.
Say, brother, you in the market for anything?
Yeah. 25-inch TV set.
TV? If I'd have known that, I would have worn my other coat.
JJ! Don't sweet talk me, Carl. I come to invite you to Knuckle City, brother.
Come on, have a drink.
Well, make that another scotch, and thank you.
I'm telling you, Carl, get set for a hassle, brother.
JJ, sit down.
No, stand up and fight like a man.
No, JJ, don't fight with him. He's buying.
JJ, how'd you find me anyway?
Easy. I just said to myself, if I had done something to my mama like you had done something to my mama, where would I hide?
So you came here?
No, first I went to the Pussycat Theater.
Looking for me?
Well, yes and no.
I took my dog to the Pussycat Theater once.
JJ, if you didn't come here to be sociable, get lost.
Not till I have my satisfaction.
My dog was very satisfied with the Pussycat Theater.
JJ, have a beer handstand.
No, Carl, now come on. No man treats my mama like that and walks away from it.
JJ, I'm not a fighter. I'm a drinker.
Come on, Carl!
All right. I don't want to have to do this, but you're interfering with my drinking.
Just want to give you a warning, Carl. These fists are registered with the police as lethal weapons.
Say, my dog is registered with the police department. He got busted in a raid at the Pussycat Theater.
Like a butterfly, sting like a bee. You'll be on the ground before I can count to three. You had enough?
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, now maybe you'll give me an explanation.
I have to think about it.
Either that or we tangle again.
We what?
We tangle again.
I need a drink first. Bartender, double. And I think you better have one, too. Oh, about your mama. When I was in basic training, I had a very rough experience.
Yeah, I heard about the food they serve you guys.
No. What I mean is, during the war in Korea, I was wounded.
I thought you said it was during basic training.
Well, whatever. I was wounded in a very vital place.
Now, come on, Carl. I mean, you got both your arms and your legs. You can see. I mean, what kind of wound could be that serious that could affect your relationship with my mother?
When I saw you kids this afternoon, I thought I could deal with it, but then I decided it wouldn't be fair to your mother.
I see what you mean.
We'll keep this to ourselves, okay?
You got it, bro.
Say, JJ, would you do me a favor?
Yeah, Ned.
Would you walk me to the corner and point me in the direction of the S&B Bakery? You see, they keep them ovens going all night long. Makes good warm sleeping in the alley.
You got it, Ned. Carl, don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Bartend another round for everybody.
Oh, well, now, in that case, I'll just...
not right now, Ned. We better go, otherwise somebody take your spot in the alley.
Oh,
hey, Carl, what kind of jive deal were you laying on that kid? Now, I've known you a lot of years, and you were never wounded.
Yep. But it sure as hell beats telling him the truth.
What truth?
Yeah, I went to the doctor this afternoon. And he really laid one on me. Cancer.